Welcome to today's episode of IBM Says What. I'm Ahmed Usman.
And I'm Louise Dixon.
And we have today with us Nabila Ahmed as well as Monty Bauman to talk to us about IBM Linux One and Linux on Z.
Nabila has been with IBM for over 30 years and has in-depth experience with software and hardware sales. Nabila recently has been in charge of all IBM Linux One sales in the Americas. And we also have Monty Bowman, has been with IBM for over 40 years, and not only a pioneer in Z systems, but an IBM Linux One specialist who has helped many of our clients reach our hardware goals.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Nabila and Monty.
My pleasure. I'm not sure I like the emphasis on pioneer, but we'll go with that.
Thanks for having us.
So let me start off with this. One of the main questions I get from some of our clients is, how does Linux on Z or IBM Linux One compare to the traditional Linux on the x86?
Well, IBM Linux One is an enterprise Linux server. So Linux One can run any Linux workload that x86 runs, but it will provide you a more sustainable, scalable, and cost-effective platform. So if you look at the x86 environment, you could have thousands of cores, and you can consolidate that workload onto Linux One, sometimes from a 10-to-1 ratio of core to core, sometimes up to 30-to-1 ratio of cores. And you're going to have enhanced security as well as Linux One. So if you look at what is the difference between running Linux workload on x86 and Linux One, there's a substantial amount of difference. And ultimately, it comes down to having a more sustainable, scalable, and secure platform that's going to provide you a lower cost of ownership.
It's interesting to note, though, too, that there's some things that are the same, and some of the things that are the same are the things we want to be the same. And which is to say, Linux is Linux, RHEL is RHEL, SUSE is SUSE, Ubuntu is Ubuntu. So those administrators of x86 instances of Linux, when they come over and administer Linux One instances of Linux, it's the same. Linux is Linux. There's very, very little difference. We could say the same for middleware administrators, moving from WebSphere on x86 to WebSphere on Linux One, or Oracle or DB2. Or Kafka, the administrative experience by and large is the same. So we get all the differences, the benefits, and sustainability, reliability, resilience, and cost. We get all those benefits. At the same time, we get a lot of skills reuse, and we enjoy that a lot.
Speaking on total cost of ownership, could you tell us more about total cost of ownership as well as can our clients actually save with IBM Linux One?
Absolutely. I started off talking about consolidation, core consolidation. And if you look at the pure economics of you have, say, thousands of x86 servers or x86 cores and consolidating them onto a more scalable platform is going to save you one tremendously in software costs, right? That's point number one. It'll also save you in energy cost and lower your carbon footprint. So it's a more sustainable and more energy efficient platform as well. I mentioned earlier it's going to be more secure. The operational expense is going to be lower for Linux One. So we actually have a team of professionals. We call them the IT economics group that will engage with our clients to look at their specific workload to determine what the economics are of doing consolidation on Linux One.
Yeah, cost is always a fun thing to think about and work about. And these IT economics guys are top notch. But you can kind of apply some common sense to this thing and look at a configuration of 1,000 virtual machines. And you can run those 1,000 virtual machines on 100 x86 servers, or you can run those 1,000 virtual machines on one or two Linux One servers. Which would you rather have sitting on your floor, 100 servers or two servers? So the downstream ramifications of that simplification percolate into cost savings on cabling, energy, floor space, skills, administration. There's just a lot of benefits to our vertical scalability.
Perfect. I do have to ask. So I have a lot of clients that they use so many different tools, and some of the tools that they use is open source. How does the Linux One work with open source technologies?
We very much support open source technologies. In fact, we provide to the ecosystem, the software ecosystem. We have a community cloud, a Linux One community cloud, where anyone can come on to the Linux One platform, test their technologies. So you'll see a wide range of open source and, of course, ISV technology, a very wide range of ecosystem providers that run on Linux One.
Indeed, IBM has an ecosystem team. You know, it's a fairly wide and dev team that supports the software community. So the open source community is provided through the ecosystem team with technical support, education, consultation, even marketing support, testing support, resources. So the ecosystem team works really, really hard to bring those databases, those app servers, those integration tiers, those AI tools, bring that wealth and breadth of AI open source world and portfolio to the platform. And they've done a really, really good job. It's a tough job, but they've done a really good job.
Does the ecosystem team just handle open source, or do they work with other software vendors as well?
Oh, now you're changing the question. So the ISV community is also supported by the ecosystem team. So, and that's initially, that was their initial charter, was helping folks like Oracle onto the platform and being a partner with Oracle. So as we cooperate and compete with Oracle, the ecosystem team is there as that set of professionals, those tools and helpers to make sure Oracle has what they need from the IBM company to make them successful. And the proof is in the pudding. Oracle is probably the most widely adopted workload on the platform. It's a wide distribution, so it's a pretty flat distribution. But Oracle's right at the center of that distribution, and it's in part Oracle's really, really good software, but it's expensive. So when we can get those core consolidations going, we can help clients deal with Oracle costs, and we actually run Oracle faster than Oracle servers run Oracle. So it's a good story.
So, you know, AI is the next big move for a lot of our customers, right? So does IBM Linux One promote AI capabilities?
Absolutely. The Linux One processor has an AI accelerator chip on board, the Telum processor, which provides enhanced AI performance. And you'll see the platform will continue to evolve on the AI front. And overall, the Linux One platform will provide you better performance. So AI is very high, one, energy consumption. So we have a more sustainable platform, as well as performance intensive. And so you'll get that benefit with Linux One.
Yeah, we have a great use case. And you could kind of think of it where AI hits operations is where we really get going on the platform. And the AI accelerator and the Telum chip, it's just that it's where inferencing is accelerated, and we can do transactionally what no other server can do. We can do billions of fraud detections per day on one server. So it's kind of remarkable what you can do with this technology. And we have one client, Linux One, in the healthcare space that has medical imagery out the wazoo, right? They got picture image after image after image. And they're using the anomaly detection capabilities of a machine learning model using the Telum AI accelerator to look at those images and do anomaly detection. They're looking for cancer screening kinds of things. And so this is a feature, a capability in the marketplace that no other provider can afford. And it's heads and tails sets them apart. And without our technology, they couldn't hope to do that. They tried on x86. It took 3 to 4 times longer per image on x86 than it did on the Telum chip on Linux One. So we've been a great partner. They've done a great job, and they're excelling in the marketplace.
Awesome. You know what, guys? We are coming to an end, and I just want to say thank you so much, Nabila and Monty, for joining us today and spending the time to talk to us about IBM Linux One and Linux One on Z. I'm Louise Dixon.
And I'm Ahmed Usman.
And thank you so much for joining for another episode of IBM Says What. Stay tuned for future episodes coming soon.
Thanks for having us.